Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Pods with Justine.
And Geneva, hey friends, we're here. Live after lockup.
Hey there, ho there, everybody.
Okay. I don't know why this episode felt like a year and a half long to me. Like I was struggling.
I think the episodes are an hour and a half now.
What the fuck?
Yeah. People are
that
happy.
Would make so much sense.
I think
sense,
it pushes
like,
it a little bit too long.
Fuck.
I've been
far
feeling
too
that.
Long.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I was sitting there like, no way, this feels like a longer than an hour.
With okay. No commercials, it was still, I think it was 90 minutes or 60 minutes with no commercials. So, yeah, it is crazy. I don't know why they're doing that because there's a lot trimmed. The whole, like Rick and Raydeen, they seem very just like a normal couple almost. And she's got a
I
side
have to
piece
say,
in jail.
Like. They seem deeply in love. Like, I'm not even fucking, not even joking. Like, you don't think so? Like, I think they actually love each other. Like,
I think she's worth on giving it a shot. Yeah.
I think she likes it. Like, the way she talks about him when she said, like,
I do too.
He was there for me emotionally. He was there for me, blah, blah. He was there for me financially. Like, Rick has been there. And the fact that they knew each other pre-prison and then still,
that's
like,
good, mm-hmm.
You know, and
he
I think
seems like
truly,
a nice guy.
It's like it's a love triangle, but mm-hmm. like a true one that's just kind of boring. And it's like, she loves both of them. And like, he's going to have to make the decision to like leave. I don't know. It's just,
and he's just hoping that Kay just gets knocked off eventually, which should happen. I mean, a 4 year, obviously Rick was a little desperate to talk to someone for 4 years, but if you have someone on the outside,
right. But she doesn't seem like she's going to lay off anytime soon.
I know. It's like a war. It's like The Notebook. It's crazy.
I know. That's
and
what
I guess
saying, like,
seeing people on FaceTime nowadays keeps it a lot longer.
Right. Right. I mean, look, people survived COVID, not seeing each other for years. And then, like,
yeah,
I
it
think,
does go by quick.
Right. Time flies.
Her dad, though, is hilarious. Oh, I feel like I'm missing a leg. Well, you are, Dad. Maybe you lost it to diabetes or something. Poor guy.
I know. It felt like maybe it was recent or something.
Yeah.
Did you notice how she described Rick as pulling his dick out at every party?
Yeah.
He was like, Rick, when I met him, he was just pulling his dick out. Everybody's
oh,
like, what?
God.
What the fuck? It's very weird.
Yeah. I should have known. I had a loser boyfriend for far too long. And one of the first times I ever met him, he thought it was funny to like pull his ball sack out, not his penis, in front of people and be like, do you want a piece of gum? And I was far
what?
Too evolved and mature than that. And I just remember thinking, I hate this guy. And I should have gone with my instinct. And I regret that. And I think about that moment all the time. Oh, and it's very Rickish.
Would this be a chapter in your Gary Jannetty book?
Yeah, right? Oh. And, you know, and his nickname, my ex's name is Gary. We'll get behind the velvet rope here. And so when I was talking, I couldn't stop shutting up about Gary. And I was talking like, well, Gary this and Gary that. And Tyler's like, can you stop saying the name Gary, please? And he's like, you're saying it so passionately. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Oh, it's funny.
Oh, we talked to this guy, Gary Jannetty. We get into it in our Bravo, but buy his book. You won't regret it. If you have a good sense of humor, since you're listening to this, Start Without Me. I'll be there in a minute. Pre-order it. Do You Mind If I Cancel is his first book. Gary Jannetty wrote for Family Guy, various other things. Great person. Support him. Or else.
That was passionate. But, I love it.
All right. I love him. I really couldn't be. I thought he was great. because we just meet some shitty people.
Yeah, we do.
It's nice that someone is actually a decent person.
Yes. The space is a weird, there's some real
Bravo
trash
people suck, place. Everybody. But Love After Lockuppers and anybody else. Love After Lockuppers are the most
quality
decent
people
we talk to.
Quality people. Again, quality. Multiple. How many times we've gotten multiple interviews with people? We've had people redo interviews. We've had people hop on our Patreon lives, like committed,
nice people,
friendly as fuck. They've done like Rachel came back and did a recap with us. You know what I mean? They're solid people.
What's her face? Who's Rachel? Oh, Rachel. Right.
Rachel from
Angela. Yeah. Our interview got lost with her. She's like, it's show business, baby. Let's do it again.
It's show business. I'll do it again. Stand up quality people.
God. Yeah. Great people. I mean, yeah. But when the dad was saying, I didn't raise a user, I was like, God, see, this is why these Love After Lockuppers are quality.
That's what
people.
I'm saying. I don't think Radine is that bad. When she said, I think about drugs every single day, I believe her, but I think she's somebody I'm rooting for to stay clean. She doesn't have I don't get a sense she's going to be like a Christina and John or whatever, and like be back on the sauce. I don't know. I'm hopeful for her.
I am too. And she seems that she's not using Rick. She's just trying to figure things out. She does like him a little bit enough, but she's not 100% using him. There's there's a little bit there, but it's not 100%. Yeah.
Let's talk Antoine and Lacey. God, he's
what a little bitch she is.
I have to say, I love the phrases he uses and the way that he talks to his mom. When he said, like, is it all Gucci over there? Can I pull up? I thought that was hilarious. And then when they FaceTime, then he's like, you're lit. And then she was like, what's the first thing like you did when you walked out? Were you tripping? Like him and the mom, like the way they talk to each other is wild.
They talk like they're going to I just ruined it. This crazy band that's nuts of all these like trashy people. It'll come to me. I'm gonna Google it real quick. But
band? I don't know what you're talking about.
The Juggalos. They all dress up. They're on Howard Stern all the time, and this Insane Clown Posse. I don't know if you're aware of who they are, but they remind me of that type of people.
What?
Scary.
Oh, that's wild. I think Antoine, listen, like we've said before, no human being should be locked away for 23 hours a day. That is going to do something fundamentally to your brain. It just will.
Crazy.
He spent 2 years in the hole. I don't know why else when they say the hole, I think they're like underground in the dark. Like it just sounds so terrible. I just don't. Because he probably fucking is. You know what I mean? Like, ugh.
And get this man a hot food. I don't want your cold chicken teriyaki.
Throw it at your face.
And then I'm
going to
make myself puke and do it all over your car, you stupid bitch.
I'm in jail and you're going to bring me shitty homemade.
Go get me some hot teriyaki now.
I loved him being like, is this going to offend you? Like, I need hot food. I was like, thank you. That is ridiculous.
He's nicer. That he's way nicer than I would be. I am a little bit hungry and I'm out. I've never been in prison. I'd lose my mind.
No,
I'm the type of person. I got to eat what I want and I can't get happy and I have to eat it and I can't move on with life until once it gets in my head, I have to eat something.
Yeah.
Or I can't move on with my life.
I don't have the constitution for prison for many reasons.
No, I mean, get this guy a hot meal.
That's ridiculous.
Nuts. Yeah. And that's his mother. Shut your mouth. I don't care what problems you have with her. He's going to go see his mom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe there's issues there, but I hate people that try to separate a mother and a kid, especially after they've been out of prison.
Yeah.
Been in prison.
She has a weird vibe to me too. Like she may not be drunk, but she's on something.
She's
nuts. Cause she seems almost like too chill with like how weird the situation. Like she's just like, it's cool. Just like chill. Oh,
she's
out,
not
chill
normal.
Out. Like she's on pills or something.
It seems she was kind of murder someone too.
What side of the bed does Tyler sleep on? Does he sleep on the side of the bed closest to the door?
He does. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Not I guess. But I decide where we sleep.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, I'm yeah, very Dorian, nuts. If I
Dorian yeah. does not. What if do you mean? You're very nuts. On the well, I mean, I know that, but.
Or I mean, but, I got to sleep where I want to sleep. If I wanted to sleep in Tyler's spot, I mean,
are you some nights like flip flopping over there?
No, no, we same, always like, sleep generally. In the same spot. Oh, okay. I'd kill yeah. someone if they, I guess I've never really thought of that. If you're just whatever spot you land and you don't have a spot in the bed, that'd be wild to me.
This should be a follow-up question to her. How many pillows you sleep with? Like,
do you guys swap?
Side? Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
Well, when we first moved in, he was on the side closest to the door, but the air conditioning vent is over there and he
like, couldn't do it either.
Flips out. So then we flipped. So now I'm on the yeah. side with the vent and he's on the
Tyler's
other side.
On the vent too. We did the same yeah. thing. I've slept over there before. I don't know why, but I could not do that. That no, is so funny.
Like, cause I'll go to bed before Dorian, you know, he'll stay up like much later than me. So like sometimes like if I'm in a deep, deep sleep, I'll end up like parallel on like his side of the bed when he comes in and he's like pissed. He's like pushing me over. He's like, what the hell? Like what? Like, I was just sleeping. So yeah, I would think
you're a mover. Bizarre
if people were just like, whatever, I'm going to sleep over here today. I'm
Could you imagine?
There.
People have to have their spot.
We got to ask people though. You never
know. Oh, my bed's indented from being such a fat ass when I'm pregnant that there was like a deep spot that I was so fat that
it's like Dorian's side. We had to yeah. flip it.
Tyler is like the young chicky. His is nice and flat and mine That's is hilarious. Just like where the fat ass sleeps. It is so funny.
Last thing on Antoine. Did you notice he has an Interstate 5 tattoo? Like a massive.
Oh my God, no.
On his chest. Oh, that's good.
I want to get on the I-5. Poor All kid. Right. I feel bad Listen. For him. Another just young brained kid and Dead. These women yeah. are just they're predators.
Listen, I don't want to talk shit on someone who's very nice to us. Indy was very pleasant, solid interview.
Very nice.
Enjoyed
I know.
Her.
But we can't help it.
But this shit is
nice person.
This is
yeah.
This is pathetic. She's it's getting completely played. You gotta go home. Put your tail Stop. Between your legs, and yeah. it's time to go because he has no respect for you. He is a fucking child. It's really
Terry lost her job for him. He brings the adrenaline monkey for your date to go, you know.
It's just the way he's talking to that other woman
come through,
and the fact that she worked at a halfway house and got fired. I mean, that's another love after lockup tale.
I can't believe I lost my job for you. This guy has sex appeal. He's screwing the workers at the halfway house.
And they're playing like MASH together, like house,
were they
apartment?
No, they. Oh, right.
Oh,
in the
like,
list.
It
yeah,
was like
it was.
A checklist. It looked like MASH. Like, what are we gonna
in
do?
The little
we're
box.
Gonna get a house. Oh, you're gonna get a Nissan Altima. We're gonna live like it's like ridiculous.
We gotta check the box. It is ridiculous. It really
I don't
is.
Know. I just it's
calling
like, and
mom.
Then,
I love her mom.
Yeah, but just like this poor kid, you didn't have to do this to your
Coco.
Kid. You didn't have to have him calling you pizza daddy or pizza daddy.
Poppy
daddy. Puppy.
Poppy daddy. pizza just, daddy, like, I like that.
I don't know. I just, it's really
And wants to have babies with him. Are you ready for babies and marriage? Shut up. Don't get pregnant. Stop. The pull-out method does not work. That's how I have three children. That's how the party started with the one.
Yep.
It doesn't yep. work. Stop it.
No, it does not.
Ridiculous. I'll tell you, you'll wash out your vagina. You'll think it's a joke, but it's not a joke. I need some of that eggplant was the text. Terry, let Terry have him. Terry eggplant? Looked older, like a decade older. And
she
poor Indy's aged. She seems so in that,
she
in
does
that
not
crappy
look good.
Hotel.
Yeah.
She seems
yeah.
footloose and fancy free for her life with Harry. And poor Coco. And then she has another kid that's just gone. The whole situation is just disappointing in Indy.
Yeah, it is.
She does not make good decisions.
No.
There's
At
nothing
all.
She can say that would make it different. I mean, poor Coco, and they're out on a date. Who's watching Coco? You don't know these people. Crazy. They don't know. They don't care about Coco. Coco could go walk the street and they wouldn't care.
How about, I just figured out her name is not Brawin, that it's Banwin?
Branwin, I think.
Branwin?
Branwin,
what kind
yeah.
of name is that? Branwin?
It's not a name.
I don't understand.
Buzz and Branwin wants to get married in those sweatpants.
What do you think of her? What's your take here?
I'll have to see. She seemed okay when she saw him. The fact that she made his little woodworking box.
Yes. That was weird.
The fact that they are going to get
with a gift.
It seems like she was having a sexual relationship with the woodworking agent. Seemed a little sad to see her go. Like, how
maybe
she
had potential.
That?
She made a nice box, you know.
I thought that was a good sign.
I thought kind of blew my mind that she's 40. She talks like she's 12. I think there's just something a little, I can't figure out if it's a like she's acting, like if this is her or if she's putting on a front to like get him. I don't know what's going on, I guess. I'm not sure if I buy it, but the box
It'll take
made
a
me
couple
think
more
maybe
episodes.
It is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then the crackhead's showing up mm-hmm. with flowers. Yeah. I love the interactions in the parking lot with the lady. You want a flower? They should play Freebird when they bring them out. And the guy shows up with a dog. You don't bring your freaking dog to the jail release shit.
Yeah, that was weird. I guess it was her dog.
Oh, it was her dog?
Like, oh, did you miss me? Yeah, I think it was her dog.
Oh, mm-hmm. That could make more sense, I guess. But mm-hmm. And this guy seems like a lunatic. He seems nice. He looks nice. But the way that he says, I'll do anything to keep her. When they look normal, sometimes they're a little loony.
And if you say to me four marriages, I say to you, you're a fucking freak. Enough.
You should be locked up. Enough. Shouldn't be allowed to get married that many times.
No. It's too many.
It's
three
too
is
much
the
paperwork.
Limit.
It's
you don't
crazy.
Just don't get married. Who cares?
Right.
You know what I mean? Just what's the
Kim
point?
Kardashian, you don't need it.
Means nothing at this point. I don't know. Yeah.
And it'll be interesting. She is pretty. She looked obviously.
She seemed down to marry him.
Notch, but yeah.
No, she looked good though.
In the previews and in the confessionals, she didn't look terrible. So maybe she might be pretty looking.
Right.
And she's only been in 2 years.
Man, I can't stop thinking about the fact that they made this show an hour and a half. That's really pissing me off.
I know. Well, at least
that's going to mess with the quality of the program, extending the length, because they're going to put shit in there that you don't need. I know.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Like Rick and Ray Dean didn't, they weren't even in the last episode and we didn't need them. Chance
right.
and Taylor, or if that's her name, were not in the last episode either. And it was nice. Or were they weren't in, right?
No, they weren't. No. The last
it's
one
nice
we got is Kevin.
Not
and
to
Tiffany.
See those psychopaths.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be interesting. Ugg boots, iPhone, that whole situation when they're just unloading what they bought for these people.
I know.
$4,000 rings. And
all right, let's see here. Yeah, Kevin and Tiffany, that's all we got left.
What another piece of trash woman Tiffany is.
Yes.
Kevin's a
because
simpleton, but
when she's like, let's just go home, baby. Like, let's go home. He's like, but what? Like, I did like that he kept asking her, like, but
yeah,
what are you
yeah.
like? Where were you?
Where
going
would you have
go?
Gone?
But like, you still drove her home. Like, you're an idiot. But I did like that he was asking her, but she was just like, well, I mean, I was just like, he was going to drive me to you. It's like, shut up. What are
no,
you
he
talking
wasn't.
About?
And the fact Listen. That you saw him get knocked out and then you want Kevin to come, it's sick. Mm-hmm. And she
it's
was paroled.
Sick.
What was your plan? You're paroled to this guy's house.
Right. I don't know.
And the way she was walking out of the thing, ignoring him, you had no intentions of
right.
giving
none.
Him.
None.
I've never seen
just her
like
whole
it.
Vibe. I can't
I,
stand.
I hate her. I couldn't
the
hate
long
her
hair to her ass. Like, who Ugh. Wants to spend that much time doing your hair? What are you doing? I don't know. I hate his red and black home.
Yeah, and he's like wearing red shirt too. It must be his thing.
I know.
It's and like I'm glad I mean, she deserves to be involved in the love triangle with Blondie Pants. I'm so happy that he's going to be a scumbag too and keep around the ex-girlfriend.
So. Yeah, I hope he does. I there's something about Tiffany that's like just very disgusting to me. Like,
oh,
she's a complete user. She's probably used all of her family, her friends. Like there's just something so inauthentic about her.
Oh, I can't. I couldn't hate someone more. She makes Lacey with Shane and Sean and Lacey look like a decent person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
There couldn't be more trash than her. She makes that one girl look normal who was dating the guy with the lip vagina and Miley Grace was the daughter. Just the way that you see someone get knocked out, he's in a freaking hospital almost.
And then instantly you're like,
that turns you on.
Pick me up. Yes. Sickness. It's crazy.
And she didn't even give him the time of day. She was walking her boxes out, walking right past the guy.
I know. Was literally not going to talk to him.
I just hate how your selfish decisions can fuck up other people's lives. I just hate people. Mm-hmm.
The worst.
Kevin's funny though. Yeah. He's almost a humorous.
He's hilarious.
Funny about him.
Something about the way he talks is funny. Like the way he's like, "Yeah, oh, baby, what were you gonna do?"
He's like Ratatouille. Yeah. He looks like a little mouse.
Yeah, that's good. I know. It's the funniest part of the two of them yelling at each other.
Bit.
Yeah, like he was small. It's hilarious. Listen,
really
I did not miss. I forgot Chance and Taylor were even on the show. I did not miss them at all.
And I don't know the killer that people are saying that he looks like, but he does give that reminder of Chris Watts, people saying, which I don't even want to say.
Yes.
It is scary.
That's the documentary that was on Netflix where the neighbor was like,
I could never
the neighbor
watch
instantly.
That.
He was like, you know. He never has talked that much. There's some fucking sketchy there. Like the neighbor instantly knew. He was like, the way he came in, how much he was talking, that was weird. Like, and he called it, and it's on the dash cam footage from the cop.
Oh, he never talked that much, and then he was talking a lot.
Well, yeah, he came over. It was like right when like they went missing or whatever, and he was like over explaining. The neighbor instantly, the second he walked out, he was like, he's never talked that much. Like there's something sketchy there, and the neighbor knew like right away. Yeah, it was crazy. I'll never forget that. It was like
people,
because you can tell people can read. Some people know.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
People aren't stupid.
No,
I'm hoping that their life is more calm. There's not much to it, and that's why we're not seeing them. Because if it was really drama filled, they wouldn't be missing episodes, especially if they're an hour and a half long. I'd much rather watch Chaz and Branwyn storyline than these little kids being involved with this guy who seems very weird.
Yep, agreed.
Oh, I just have to say, I put it up, but last night I'm watching the Abbott Elementary, which I'm enjoying. I'm really falling in love with the characters.
I love
it. They're making
I love that. Yeah. Oh, I love Abbott.
And
it's great.
And it's really growing on me. And the principal chick, she shouted out Love After Lockup on the show.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm not watching Love After Lockup. And then she said, free puppy. And then I started laughing out loud. And Tyler's like, what does that mean? I'm like, yeah, that's a long story. I didn't even really get into it. But puppy's not even in jail. The last that we saw of her, right?
She was free.
She was with the Red Cup.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really good for Love
After
Lockup.
Yeah, I love Abbott. It's great.
I hope people are watching Abbott Elementary and it will stick around because.
Yeah, it's a hit.
I do like it.
I'm glad he came around.
It's cute. Yeah. It took me a little bit of it. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention, but I'm growing on the characters. Tyler wants to screw the red-headed teacher.
We'll be back.
I want to screw the guy teacher. He's cute.
Oh my God. Really? Who?
Yeah, I'm growing on him. I think he's adorable.
Chris?
I love him.
Everybody hates Chris? Or the gay guy.
Is that him grown up? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's
Chris. I think he's adorable. I think he's funny. Oh, okay. And I love
it's
his weird sense
for you.
Of humor. Yeah. You're right. Oh my God. How sad. I mean, back, no, I mean to say that if I was his age, if I was in the teachers, he's growing on me. He's tugging at my heartstrings about what he doesn't eat and stuff. And I just think it's a cute show.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. All right, guys, we'll be back. We love you.